Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sumer Sethi and thank you for following my podcast on Spotify and Anchor. And today I was talking to Dr. Deepthi and we were discussing that how many messages that we are receiving nowadays regarding decision making, regarding how to select a branch, how to go forward with the decision, whether to go ahead, whether not to go ahead. And we were discussing how, we have taken so many of our decisions in the past with minimum of thought, given to them. So I thought, why not together we both, come in a podcast and address this decision-making issue. So with me today, I have Dr. Deepthi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Deepthi, and it's really, really special to be here. And, we decided to do a series of audio messages where both me and Dr. Sumer are going to sit together and talk about certain things. And today, we thought of talking about how certain gut instincts have made us land up where we are in life. Yes, with so much of information, with so much of resources available, you always have people to go to, people to ask about what decisions you take. Right from your family, to your friends, to your teachers. But there was a different charm when, you sort of took, or I would say you just followed your gut instincts and took some major decisions in your life. And today we're going to talk about that, looking back, what would have been different if we had not followed our gut instinct? And really, I hope when you listen to it, you understand that sometimes asking too much, exploring too much, putting too many ifs and buts probably is putting a comma, maybe sometimes changes your route altogether in your journey of life.
Now, I am a firm believer that, starting and moving forward has most value into building a career or into building an enterprise or building a relationship. It's all about starting. While sometimes people sitting at the shore keep, you can't learn to swim by sitting on the shore and keep discussing about pros and cons of going into the, going into the water or not. So what we have, what my understanding is that we all have two systems of decision making, two systems of thinking process. One is our conscious system, which is a very, a rational kind of a system where it deeply analyzes the pros, cons, looks at every aspect of it and then makes a decision. While we have a much faster system, which is able to work on the blurred picture. Now, the real life is very different from a perfect life which has been sold to all of us since school, where we had chapters with clear-cut endings, clear-cut beginnings. Real life, often we do not have all the pros and cons with us when we are making a decision. Although we are trained to think about decisions as black and white, often we have to look at gray. We have to look at the blurred picture and make a decision according to the incomplete, inadequate data with us, but something in our subconscious knows to which nudges us towards the right direction. And that is what probably Dr. Deepthi was saying about gut feeling, or sixth sense, or you can call it a nudge or a push, whatever. But it's like we have a system in our mind which is observing everything that is happening around, which is learning skills that you are not even consciously aware about, and it helps you to make those decisions. Now, just looking back, when you listen to me in my pep talks, in my podcast, you know me as a entrepreneur, you know me as somebody who started an institute called as NAMS. And you must have thought that, I must have made a lot of graphs and a lot of, those histograms and bar charts and analysis of profit, loss, and viability.
Or a pitch deck.
Or a pitch deck. Whatever, you know, goes on to in fashion nowadays, or a business plan. But actually speaking, when I started my journey called as DAMS, it actually started in a spur of a moment. It was not about, you know, doing something big or, you know, creating a business plan or creating an investment deck. It was about teaching. I felt at that time that when I teach and I interact with students, I feel good about myself. And I wanted to do more about, you know, I wanted to do more into that domain. And that is, you know, how things kept adding on, layer by layer. But it was never a well thought of decision. It was more of a spur of a moment decision that, okay, let's teach students for MCQ exams.
So Sameer, I really want to ask you now, looking back, if I ask you, what if you had not taken that decision? Or let's say you had gone to certain group of people who were known in this field and you would have asked them about how to go about it or whether you should do it or not, whether you should go full-time clinical, you know, join multiple hospitals and so on and so forth. I mean, what if you had done all that investigation into it and then decided on what to do?
No, that's a very tricky question. And I think, like Dr. Deepthi always does, she puts me into one difficult corner. But what I feel is that if I had talked to and taken advices from multiple people, probably I would never have started the institute. At that time, when we were, you know, talking to, you know, popular doctors at that time, most of them had an opinion that there is no need for a supplemental education system. And most of them felt that medical colleges are teaching enough, which we know today is not true by experience. And most of them, you know, actually were very negative about the scenario. And when you are creating a domain, like, you know, before us, there was no PG medical coaching or there was no supplemental education for doctors. So when you're creating a domain, you have very little in terms of examples in the past. So you can't, you know, place your bets based on how others have done it in the past, and you cannot calculate and, you know, see. It's more about gut feeling, that it is something that feels right to me. And even more important than the viability exercise is, do you really want to spend your time in life in that domain? Now, for me, the most important currency that we all have is time. You know, it's time is more valuable than money. And although most people ignore it, but I feel that, you know, whenever you're doing something, and what you are investing onto that is not just money, it is also your time. And you need to feel good about it. If you feel good about it, if you, you know, if your gut feeling is positive, I feel you should go ahead with it. And I'd like to ask Dr. Deepthi, you know, if she can think of any such decision where she took a spur of a moment decision and it worked for her.
Well, I think, yes, there is a very, very interesting story in my life. And I think things would have been very, very different have I done otherwise in the past. So this is when my PG exam result came, and I was All India Rank 30. And I had, yes, very much decided that I wanted to do obs and gyne. I'm from Lady Harding Medical College, and I was there on the crossroads when I was talking to one of my friends. And at the crossroads, I saw one of my professors. And I don't know what pushed me or what, you know, made me do what I did, but I ran to her and I said, "Ma'am, I have secured rank 30. I'm going to take obs and gyne. Please take me in your unit." And that day and today, I think whatever I have learned, and it's not been easy. I'll tell you why. Because had I gone to a lot of people and asked which unit, you know, is good, which unit is more friendly, where is the environment more cool, and things like that, I'm sure none of them would have asked me to do what I did, because our unit was the one which was most strict. It was the one which you know, kept you on your toes. They made us cry. But I think the reasons, you know, for which they were strict towards us, the reasons for which they scolded us, the reasons where they made us cry, I think that made a lot of impact in the kind of, you know, obstetrician or gynecologist that I have become. And it would have been really, really different had it been otherwise. So, yes, the journey was tough, but the outcome was amazing. And it was a feeling in my subconscious. Maybe I had heard from my seniors or somewhere deep down that, you know, this unit is the one with best of the professors. This is the unit which teaches you. They have good academics. And I somewhere that there was a feeling that this is where I have to go. And I did not ask people around about, you know, is my life going to be easy when I'm there or not? But I just took that decision. And from that day until my post-graduation, my senior residency, my, you know, it's been a long journey. And I was just there in that unit. The unit was so strict that if we put a wrong label on a vial, they would not let me attend the next two OTs. So I would just miss my OT. But the value that it created as a doctor or a doctor-patient relationship, I think it just has stayed with me ever since and has been the most wonderful, not easy, but yes, most wonderful learning experiences of my life. And I'm very grateful for all those moments that I had. Maybe not the most, I would say, happy ones, but yes, there were happy moments as well. But even otherwise, you know, I still remember some of the days where I've cried in the OPD or cried outside an OT. But I think the lesson I learned was what has made a lot of difference. And a lot of things that I teach in my class, the examples we give, they're not textbooks, they are patients. They are the things that we learned from those strict, but yes, very, very caring professors who thought that they would sort of guide us in the right way. So, as I said, you know, sometimes not doing a lot of homework about things helps. You know, it's not necessary to know every pro and every con to take a decision, is what I would say. And till date, I'm a person who has a very strong gut feeling, or sixth sense, and I almost always follow it.
Now, after Dr. Deepti has talked about the OTs and the, you know, surgical life, I'll tell you part of my life which very few people know, and it is actually opposite to what Dr. Deepti has just described. Now, after I finished my MBBS, I gave my AIIMS entrance exam, PG entrance exam, and I had a top 10, top 12 rank in that exam. And I thought, what should I do after getting such a good rank in a topmost institute? And I, you know, did the analysis and the over-analysis part. And I thought, you know, maybe I can go for a MCH neurosurgery in AIIMS because it sounds good and it is MCH directly after MBBS.
And sounds very fancy as well.
It sounds very fancy and everybody was happy about it. When I took that decision, everybody was very happy about it. Family, friends, school teachers, everybody was excited that, you know, you're becoming a neurosurgeon. But when I was in my department working as a neurosurgeon, for 2-3 months I worked in AIIMS, I felt more attracted to the images and the diagnosis and the pathology as compared to the surgery itself. Although I was not very clear about it, but in deep down in my gut, in my sixth sense, I had that feeling that I'm falling in love with radiology. It was a difficult decision, but I was asking people and seeing what to do, what not to do. But suddenly one fine day I got up, I took a piece of paper, I wrote my resignation to AIIMS. I went into my head of department's room. I said, I'm resigning. I said, why? I said, I'm not sure. And next day my All India PG, which is now called as NEET PG, result declared, and I got a rank 4. So I could join radiology anyway. So I joined my MD radiology in Delhi. And last 20 years now, I've been practicing as a radiologist. And I think whatever I have achieved in life has been because of the decision that I took. And it's like, like we were talking about dams and we were talking about things that have happened otherwise. Maybe if I had not taken that leap towards, my nudges or towards where I was, being pulled. Now, I feel, I have a feeling that we all have the ability to, resonate in multiple tracks. As an individual, maybe you can be a good sportsman, good doctor. You can be multiple things. But there is one particular role in which you resonate the best. In which, it's like, you can make some noise in multiple frequencies, but there is one frequency in which you perfectly resonate and you create music. So I think, that is the zone where, your subconsciously constantly nudges you to that zone. So if I look back at my own life, it has been like I felt a nudge towards radiology when it was like, and I left an institute like AIIMS. And a branch like neurosurgery, which usually the rank 1 or 2 would take at that time. And I left it to, pursue a passion on the basis of gut feeling, not on the basis of data. And secondly, when I started the education enterprise called as DAMS, it was just because of my love for teaching. So I feel that, I keep meeting people who keep, debating their decisions, and I want them to, sometimes I tell the students also, close your eyes and, find where your gut feeling is. If you're not able to find it, when you are an intern, when you're a final year, in one of the departments, sometimes you feel that, okay, I belong here. Maybe that is not, fitting into what would sound good to other people. Like, I have seen children who would say that from their first year MBBS, I want to become a cardiac surgeon. But when they are rotating in internship, they find maybe in the pediatrics department or in the dermatology department or in radiology or any particular department, they find that, okay, I belong here. But then they get disturbed because this is not what they have been telling themselves. But, sometimes your subconscious knows something that you are, avoiding or suppressing. And at that time, if you take the leap towards, and trust your subconscious, you are able to resonate and create magic.
And towards the end, I would just say, every decision you take, even if it is your gut feeling or your sixth sense, will have some positive and negative impacts, right? But believe me, the regret is very minimal when you've followed your gut instinct. So have faith on your inner feeling. You know where you suit best. You know what makes you fall in love. So go for it. Even if it is a very big decision, even if it is a small decision, just follow your inner self. Sometimes you just know it.
The entire universe runs in a plan, and I feel that we are all in our limited lifespans. We have a personal legend to fulfill. And it is when you are on the path to that personal legend, you feel maximum utilized. You feel that, okay, my soul, my life is serving a purpose. And, the entire universe will keep pushing you towards that path. You might deviate here and there into, you might start believing that, okay, I'm I've seen children, like some medical students who would say that, in between their third year MBBS, fourth year MBBS, they might say, oh, I want to play cricket, and they might get deviated here and there. But in the end, you get nudged towards your destined path, and that is where you make the maximum impact. And I feel that I know many of you today are struggling with the decision making, which is, you know, to be made when you are given choices in your counseling processes, where you have to select a branch or a college or a stream. I feel, you know, introspect and find where you truly belong. It should not be what sounds good, it should be what feels good. On that note, we wish you all the best, and do write back to us on Telegram or Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, wherever you are connected to me or Dr. Deepthi. We would love to hear back from you. If you feel that our podcasts help you to evolve, help you to think better, do let us know, because when you write back to us, it gives us energy to work harder. And I also feel that if you have any particular topic that you want us to address in the next podcast, do write to us. You know, it will give us more, you know, energy to, you know, connect and touch lives.
Right, everybody. So it's Dr. Deepthi and Dr. Sumay signing off. We'll be doing more podcasts together, and trying to create a different outlook and different perspectives, because we go well with each other. So take care.